Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you should definitely put these up.
He loves controversy.
Yeah, smear campaign. Some of them, but you know what? It's be incredible. Like, use it as an avatar in forums or, you know, your mobile screen page or something. You know, it's... Oh.
Scott, you still like that one? That one has gotten so old and like, unappealing to me.
The me and the website's a bit clunky. I was, you know, I like We Me Too, actually, quite a bit, you know? But it'll have to find its place. But I think the... Your website is waiting is kind of a more, you know.
Because that's not really what we do. We don't put the me in your website. They give us what we put in their website. Like, it's totally like false advertising kind of thing.
Yeah, but we make them feel that they're putting the me in their website.
Yeah, but that's it too. Well, we can. Do we have that to Done Up? Do we have that as one of the slogans? I think one of the original ones. Okay, on the business card, if you have that. I think the original one is there.
If you could read this, you don't need glasses.
We could add that, too. That's a good one. I like that one. But, I mean, what do you think, Scott, then, as a main slogan? You know, okay, we put the me into your website. That's, you know, it's a respectable kind of sentence. It's, you know, it would definitely have, you know, general mass appeal as opposed to specific markets like most of these ones. So... Do you guys want to, like, do you want to vote on which ones you think would work the best? Like, some of the sales, I can't speak for sales, so I'm going to openly admit that. Free candy. Okay. Well, we have one vote for free candy. That'll definitely be great in some markets.
No, we got to have a good overall one.
No, that's very true.
Like, your website is waiting.
Your website is waiting is another kind of more general, you know, it's obviously descriptive of what we do and professional, so, you know, if anyone wants to just type in what, or say which pictures they like.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, no, it's good. We can add, okay, you know what, Scott, I mean, what's the harm of actually having different ones? You know, we're going to add all of this.
No, I think we should stick with one.
For the main page, but in forums, like, say, you know, someone going into 4chan with our logo could, you know, if they have a quirky enough logo.
I hate that official one.
Hmm.
Just I like the in Soviet Russia, be quick you. I like that one.
Yeah. Okay, we put the meme to website. Okay. All right, well, I mean, like I said,
there's
I'm not...
voting going on. I don't see the voting.
The penny is...
I don't see... Well, actually, Ed, if you want to chime in, can you see the pictures? Have you seen all of them?
I've seen them all, but that's the one I like, the Russian one.
Okay, but sorry, but if we did a professional
that's
one,
or a forum one,
yeah,
professional?
Yeah, we don't want to do niche markets. We want to do mass appeal. So the one that works, you know, at you know, to get grannies and people who are cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Because grannies are
cool. I love that. Oh,
well, even the one like the general purpose one is like the website is waiting or whatever. It's generic enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go.
But now, okay, of those choices, but remember, Scott also has mentioned we put the me into website is also on the table.
Yeah.
That's just it. I mean, our official should definitely be we put the me into your website because I think that's, like, huge because, you know, we do, like, full customization and everything. We're not templates, and I mean, that's good. Yeah, for blogs and everything, I say we just have a bunch of them that people can choose from. It's fine. Then we just have them aliased, right? I wouldn't use anything that was signed to anyone else. Like, I wouldn't use the Microsoft one because if we get really big, they can come back to us later and be like, yeah. But I do like it. I like the Soviet Russia one, but then people might think we're from Russia.
You service me for your website. Oh, man. Well, I mean, again, I'm not in really sales. I obviously have a preference for, you know, your website is waiting, but I mean, I can't really speak on or vote on you know, in regards of a sales perspective. So that's the... No, dude, what that won't that's sell them anything.
For the forums. For the forums, yeah.
For forums, yeah, yeah, avatars can have random. But what
Dr. Wolf, Calcium Moon.
What do we want on our main website page, though? What do we want on the main, our flagship page, websiteme.com? What'll be the slogan, or do we shuffle them? We can't shuffle them all there. What's the main one we want to keep? Like, what's the flagship slogan going to be?
We need 4 or 5 landing pages, right? We need 4 or 5 landing pages, and then we need targeted ads to land these separate pages.
We can
make two companies to define like a lot of work.
You're saying branching off into you're saying branching off into different markets, Scott?
Well, here's what we need to do, right? We need two companies, okay? We need two companies to compete against each other. Right off the bat.
Yeah.
All right. And here's why, okay? First of all, we're getting Kijiji, and we're getting people saying, you know what? I'm not interested because I think $100 is too low and it's a sham. Boom, we hit them company number two. Well, $1,200 for a website, right? Oh, that sounds interesting. Let's go with you. Company number one, we've already got a website. Company number two, you know you already have a website. How do you like to get some free advertising? Click here for some free information, advertising.ca, or whatever, right?
We have
two toll-free numbers coming in. We can totally do two separate entities. Completely fine. We just need to run it under my business registration number. It's fine.
We need two different hosting accounts for that because, God, I have two different IP addresses when you ping them and stuff. You know, like...
Yeah, that's fine. We need servers like my servers. It's fine. The other thing we need about 4 or 5 landing pages. And we need those landing pages all different for different types of SEO as well. We're going to do Google advertising, and we're going to be linking different keywords, right? So we might have people that are attracted to the price, or we might have people that are attracted to the product. It's very rare that we'll see both, because people either look at something and say, you know what, the price is good, but the product sucks, or the product is really good and the price is too high. When people look at a really good product with a really good price, they kind of think, you know what, it can be true, right? I mean, how many times have we watched, late night infomercials and they're like, oh, you know, it just sounds too good to be true. And then we look at it, and we don't buy into it, but we watch them just out of curiosity, right? And that's what we need to work with. We need to take that, lock it into our niche market, and sell it. And if we do that, we will be number one on the internet.
Well, I think we win them over. I know, obviously, we got some sales guys. They know, you know, we know what the approach is. You know, you show the people the work as they go because we're in constant communication with them. We show their updates. We show them a link to the work in progress site so they can see it right off the bat. That the proof's in the pudding, and there's no – oh. Yeah, so, I mean, for sure.
I've had a couple of customers get really mad at me when I try selling them this, and one said that I was full of BS, and yelled at me for a good 20 minutes and then kicked me out of the store. Because like her nephew or something like that told her that was a lie. So it's not really that easy. But then again, in the same terms, I also have a guy who I know who I'm gonna try selling like 14 to, who all I had to tell him was, this is a good deal, and he was fully up into it.
Oh, dude, am I a good friend of yours or just, you know? But, I mean, the thing is, you'll get different types of people, but say the people, Chris is a story too, but there is, before I forget, all right, here's Chris with his stories.
Okay, so I walk into a computer store looking to buy a new processor for a board that I got for free. And there's a very social store in Ottawa where you go in and they always joke around with you. They give you good advice. It's great. So I go in and the guy's busy with a client and I'm kind of joking in with him alongside. And they go to leave and she mentions that she's a glass blower. And I'm like, oh, you're a glass blower. I've always been interested in about that. And she's like, oh, yeah, I just started a company and this and that. And I'm like, well, I've always wanted to learn more about it, and I'd love to host your website. And then I flip out the business card, and I'm like, I don't know if you have a website yet. And she's like, well, actually, we were just starting to think about looking for a website, so maybe we'll give you a call. So And then right after that, I was talking to the salesman, and the salesman basically